When Illinois adopted a new school funding formula in 2017, it was the culmination of a long effort involving a handful of complicated proposals. So perhaps it's no surprise that a few details slipped through the cracks. But one of those details was the clock. What counts as a school day? Well, 5 clock hours of instructional time has been the law of the land in Illinois for as long as most people can remember. That's enough time for a half dozen classes, plus a passing period and lunch. But for reasons that no one has stated on the record, that provision disappeared when the new school funding formula took effect, leaving the minimum number of required instructional hours at 0. State Senator Jennifer Bertino Tarrant, a suburban Chicago Democrat and a former teacher and principal herself, quickly filed a bill to fix it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 28 reinserts a section of the school code that required an instructional day to be a minimum of 5 hours. This section was repealed in the Evidence-Based Funding for Student Success Act trailer bill.
This week, it got its first hearing before the Senate Education Committee. Testifying in favor was Sean Denny, lobbyist for the state's largest teachers union, who said his members are currently trying to negotiate contracts in the face of a new law that implies teachers are optional.
I can't think of a better analogy at this point, so I apologize, but all of the marbles have been pushed over into one part of the playing board. We have 0. All we're asking for is to even out the playing board again so we can hit the reset button and actually talk about these flexibilities in a light where there's not an entire group of people that have all the cards and we're coming to the floor with absolutely nothing.
But opponents to Bertino Tarrant's bill outnumbered supporters 5-1. Among those testifying against reinstating a set number of clock hours was the Illinois State Board of Education.
We have an opportunity to allow students to work in internships, job shadowing, cooperative work experiences. We have seen some increase in dual credit opportunities that may not just fit into what we have had as a common school day in the past. Some of these opportunities are available late afternoon, early evening. Some of these opportunities are available on a weekend.
That was Ralph Grimm, chief education officer for the state board. He sees freedom from clock hours not only opening opportunities for outside classes, but also as a way to accommodate students who aren't comfortable at school.
Those students who struggle within the walls of a school may actually thrive and do better working on their own, being engaged. Right now, if they're not in school, they're absent and or truant. For those students who struggle, who have anxieties, who have health issues, this perhaps is another way to meet their needs in a different fashion.
The wrangling went on for almost an hour, but some common ground emerged. For starters, all parties agreed that this issue should have been debated last spring before the old clock hour provision was repealed. And they all agree there's ample room for compromise, such as keeping a set minimum of clock hours for the lower grades, because let's face it, most third graders don't have internships. What they disagree about is whether the law needs to be changed back before those negotiations take place. Denny, the union guy, says yes.
I'm again, making the commitment. The next day, I will set up the meeting. I will provide the space. I will bring the coffee, whatever we need to do. I'm ready to go the next day.
Amanda Elliott, representing the state board, makes the same commitment, but she wants the negotiations to come first.
We would rather have the opportunity to sit down as soon as possible. You know, I'm also happy to bring coffee. We can meet tomorrow, whenever is convenient for everyone, to talk about ideas that we have. If, you know, there are concerns with how it's currently being implemented, we would just love the opportunity to sit down and talk about that before it's just put back in law.
In the end, the committee approved the bill unanimously, and the lobbyist for suburban Chicago districts promised to host negotiations. She also pledged to provide coffee. As of late Wednesday afternoon, nothing had been scheduled. I'm Dusty Rhodes.